Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Indran and Antioch with Antioch Chatsworth with Who Can Compare. Very good afternoon to you. If you have just joined the chat room, it is, of course, that time of the week where we discuss matters pertaining to finances. And Blessing Dabula is on the other side of the room. Blessing, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Lux. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. Always good to be here and always good to see you and to have a chat with our listeners, not viewers.
And officially, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Beautiful 2026.
It's going to be. I think for the first time in about 4 or 5 years, I'm really, really just excited for the coming year. I know it won't come without its challenges, but I'm really, really just excited anticipating the move of God.
It's what we put into it.
Yep.
Our words, they matter. What we put into the year doesn't just, you know, on its own.
Doesn't just happen by itself.
It's what we plan and put into it. It doesn't happen. It's void without what we put out in the air.
Absolutely love it. So what do you have for us this afternoon, my blessing?
So it's the beginning of the year. A lot of people are making resolutions, making goals, and I want us to financially plan for 2026. And I'm going to show you how to go about it so that you're strategic from the beginning of the year. You set yourself realistic goals, you know, for your finances. Because we talk about finances, I'm not going to talk about other things. But in terms of your finances, I mean, you've been going through the ups and downs this time around. It doesn't mean that you will not face challenges, but project even the challenges and plan your finances accordingly.
Yep.
So that even when challenges are coming, you're not deep broke, bruh, or sis, because you didn't plan, you know. Stick to the plan. Stick to the plan for the 12 months. Stick to the plan for the 52 weeks. Stick to the plan for the 365 days. So you never let go of the plan.
Yep.
So this plan that you're going to make in your journal, a lot of people make plans at the beginning of the year. They buy a journal and then that's the day they wrote those plans. That was the last time they ever looked at them. But this plan is going to be like your Bible. When you're doing your Bible study every morning, you go through your plans, you know, that you have made. So you continually work on them throughout the year, see where you are. So I've taken today's title, Financially Planning for 2026 and How to Go About It. I've got 10 steps, hoping that in the 15 minutes I have with you, we can get, but I'll walk with speed. So the first part is you get clear on your 2026 goals.
Yep.
The why, you know, start with specific outcomes, not the numbers as yet. Ask yourself pertinent questions. What do I want my life to look like by the end of 2026? Like have that vision, have that time. How is your life right now? Take a snapshot, you know, of how your life is right now. You may be unhappy about certain things, or you may be very happy about certain things that you achieved in 2025, but it doesn't stop there. You need to move forward. Have a picture of how you want by December 31st, how you want your life to look like, how you want your family's life to look like, you know. And then set up big goals. Do you have big goals? Do you want to buy property? Do you want to relocate? Maybe you've been facing unemployment in Johannesburg. There's a lot of jobs in Cape Town, you've heard. Are you planning to relocate to wherever it is that you feel like opportunities are more, starting a business? Are you planning on investing, paying off any debts? Are you planning to go back to school? So in other words, you're planning to study this year? Are you planning on traveling? These are big goals that you may have. Or if you didn't have any big goals, oh my God, it's still the 7th of January.
You can start.
You can start. Set yourself some goals. I never like to surround myself with anyone who doesn't have aspirations or goals or plans, because what are we going to talk about? What are you doing with your life? You know? So it's just there. If you don't have any plans, find something to do. Plan on something to do. Have those big goals. You have a big God. This is Radio Pulpit. We talk about God here. You have a God. Let your goals, also even when you look at yourself, you be scared. How am I going to achieve this?
Because if it doesn't scare you, it's not good enough.
Yeah, there's a God aspect in that dream, in that vision, in that goal. Nobody has ever bought a house in your family. You said it right there. I'm going to buy a house. Nobody has ever owned a car in your family. Said it right there. I'm going to buy a car. And if it doesn't scare you, put this year, I want to have 5 cars.
Come on. Yes.
Starting a business, which industry do you want to be, do you want to function in? You know, what are you good at? What is that thing that even when money is not showing up, you know, you can still wake up and go and do that thing, right? Write it down, right?
Yep.
And make it plain. Even the Bible says, write the vision down and make it plain. Security goals, we're talking about emergency fund, insurance, stability, you know. Do you have any emergency fund, any form of savings? Then you're going to start this year. Start, even if you're starting in January with 100 rands. Start, that's an emergency fund. You don't have insurance, you've been losing your cell phone, you've been losing things in the house, they get stolen, and you have to start all over. Get insurance. Right? Lifestyle goal. Do you have any work-life balance, flexibility, discretionary spending? Write 3 to 5 priority goals. Don't set like 15 goals, priority goals, because you're not going to be able to fulfill 15 priority goals. Make them simple and make them small, but big.
Okay.
5 big things that you want to achieve this. Because too many goals, they dilute your focus. Second thing, so that second step, take a snapshot of your current financial position.
Okay.
Take a snapshot of your current financial position. Anchor yourself in reality. What is your net worth? List your assets in terms of cash, savings, investment, retirement, property. If you have nil there, put nil. Liabilities, loans. You may be having loans, credit cards, personal debt. How much of it are you owing? Yeah, remember, with your liabilities, you're planning now to make sure that you're going to pay off your debts. Then check your net worth. The assets that you have less the liability, it gives you your net worth. In other words, what are you worth?
Okay.
And then forecast from the amount of assets that now you have, forecast the assets that you want to have by the end of the year. Focus the liabilities, in other words, your loans and your debts, by the end of the year, how far will you have gone with payments?
Okay.
Paying off your debts. what will be your net worth by the end of the year. Focus your primary income, your salary, maybe coming from business, your secondary income, you may not have any right now, but it may come. You plan that you're going to have side hustles. Don't leave your job. Don't quit your job this year, please.
Yes, please.
Freelancing and your side hustles. That's the third part. From forecasting your 2026 income, your primary income, which is your salary or your business income, secondary income, freelance or side hustles, expected increases from your promotion or inflation adjustments. That's part of your focus. You are forecasting your income for the imperialistic, those and certain expected increase or promotion of 1,000%.
Okay.
That's unrealistic. You can expect maybe from a promotion and an increase of maybe 5 to 15%. You are being realistic.
Okay.
Inflation adjustment. Food prices, they go up. You know, interest rates, they go up or they go down. Depending on the trends, on how things have been. I mean, I heard that the petrol prices for January, they'll be going down. The rand has been doing very well against the...
Went down today, actually.
A study of that and see how. Yes. So when you familiarize yourself with current affairs, as in what is happening in our economy, you know, you are able to have these expectations of inflation adjustments. You know that, oh, okay, petrol is gonna go up or petrol is gonna go down by this much, then it means I'm going to have this particular amount of money that I didn't plan for. Fourth thing, design a 2026 spending framework, not just a budget. Instead of micromanaging expense, use buckets.
Okay.
So a common structure, like for your essentials, which are your rent, food, transport, insurance. So your essentials, your spending framework in your total bucket of what you earn would be between 50-60%. That's your essentials.
Okay.
You know that you're going to be spending 50-60% of the essentials, which is your rent, your food, your transport, your insurance, your school fees, etc. And then how much are you going to spend on the future you, on your savings, on your investment, on debt repayment, so you can plan between 20-30% of the total, the 100% of your income. Lifestyle, things like traveling, hobbies, enjoyment, you know, like there and there we need to balance, you know, so 10-20% of your 100%. This is you making that plan, and this, you're not going to make the plan on the 7th of January and leave it there.
Yeah.
It's something carry it that through. You to carry it through every week, every month. Like, I don't know how I can emphasize it. How important it is that your plans, your financial plans, you don't only leave them in January. You carry them through. Somebody asking me, how is it that you've been consistent going to the gym throughout the year? It's because I don't leave my gym plans in January.
Yeah.
I'm just making an example with going to the gym. It's the discipline. In winter when it's cold, your why. That's why I said, no, number one is your why. Why are you doing it? Why are you setting those financial goals?
Good question.
It doesn't mean that there will be no days that it's not you don't feel the difficulty or you don't feel the pinch. But your why is going to be the reason why you will stick to that plan, irrespective of how it is. That's why we will get up in the morning in winter when it's very cold and we'll go to the gym. Because our why is the one that's pushing us when it's difficult. Right? I think, and then number five, build or strengthen your emergency fund. By 2026, aim for 3 to 6 months of essential expenses stored in a liquid or low-risk account. By low-risk account, I mean, you know, those interest-bearing accounts that are not, you know, like...
Don't give huge interest.
Capitec, yes.
Mm.
So it's very vital that you have yourself like an emergency fund in an investment or savings account, an interest bearing account that is low risk. It's very important. Your debt, number six, your debt strategy. How are you going to manage your debt this year? Are you going to continue with your credit card? Personal loans, what are the things that probably when you look at in your projections, you may have to take a personal loan for this, or you may need to pay off the personal loans that you took last year or in the prior years.
Hmm.
You know, you are managing your debts. That's the debt strategy, you know.
Hmm.
And when looking for debt, you don't just because Standard Bank is offering you a loan, studying even with other banks and their interest rates that they are offering. Don't just be excited that, oh, I'm getting a loan. I'm buying a house through and Upside is the one who's giving me the bond. Have you tried to check what FNB was going at, what interest rate were they going to give you? Or, you know, like look at different options, and that is managing your debt. That's the debt strategy. The seventh is investing for 2026 and beyond. We've been talking about this, you know, whether you're going to choose a short-term, medium-term, or long-term investment. It depends on you and on your plan.
Mm.
Protect the plan. Protect the plan. I know this is often overlooked, you know. Ensure that you have health insurance. You have life insurance. You've updated your beneficiaries and basic estate plan. Have a disability or income protection. I know, I think it's FNB has something for those who are in case you get unemployed, they cover you. And I'm not quite sure how much it is, depending on how much you want to cover yourself on a monthly basis, then you pay. And if it happens that you get unemployed, you know that you are covered. You'll be able to have some money that's coming in as a salary, for the duration of the time that you will not be working.
Yep.
I think I'm going to do the 8, I'll do 9 and 10 some other time because of time. I'll keep to these 8 points. But this is our year, or this is your year. Make it personal.
Yep.
It's not about what somebody else thinks about the year. You know, like some people get so afraid that, hey, bang loyile. No. This time, lawyer yourself with results, with success. you wish yourself with success this year. It doesn't matter any other. If God is with you in those plans that you are making, nobody else can beat that which you and God have agreed
on. Yeah, yeah.
So personal, make it your year. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same for you. You're going to set these goals and to fulfill them. That's what I have looked. And thank you to our listeners for listening.
My blessing. Thank you so, so much for your time. Thanks for such insightful information as we start the year of 2026. Have a blessed afternoon further.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
Luke. When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.